Well, hello. It is tremendously fantastic to be talking dirty to you again. Your little shared relaxation space. And I could really use some relaxation, couldn't you? You know, I just moved and unpacked an entire two-bedroom apartment. Did some traveling for the holidays, and I'm back, and I just want to spend some nice, relaxing time with you. It's cold outside, and it's really, really cuddling weather, isn't it? When you just feel like wearing some comfortable clothes and just lying down next to someone special. And that's what I want to do with you. So, in your mind, why don't you come on over? And I'll give you the door code. You can come right on up and just knock and I'll let you in. And of course, I'd have some dinner and, you know, we can hang out and relax and, I don't know, smoke some weed if you're down for that. If not, just get cozy, turn the fireplace on and just relax with me. You know, nice and warm and just cozy, because I do have a really big comfy sofa and a really, really nice setup for just hanging out on a cold day. I want you to come over under the sofa and snuggle with me. And yes, it is deep enough. It's very, very comfortable for two. Come on, you think I wouldn't have one that wasn't good for snuggling? So yeah, you just sink into my body, and I'll put something on TV that's, you know, like maybe we've seen it before. Maybe it's British and involves baking, and it's relaxing and low stakes. So we don't necessarily have to pay too much attention, but something that's just fun and nice for the background. Now the problem is, and here's the issue, I really, really want to relax with you. Now, the problem is that when we lie like this, your beautiful body is pressed right up against me. And, you know, I'll have my hand just draped across your side, maybe my fingernails just gently running up and down your side, moving over to your tummy, you know, up to your ribs, just gently, just how you like to be touched. And I could plant just those gentle little kisses on the back of your neck and your upper shoulders, on your ears, and I could just snuggle you close, pull you into me, and just have my breath right here. And when you look back at me, and I can kiss your cheek. Or, you know, just maybe reach and get to your lips. Doesn't that sound good? Pressed up against me. And you know, as I'd mentioned, the problem, because you turn me on so much, and feeling you close and just feeling you under my lips, it starts to turn me on. Of course, so like you always do, you'd probably press your ass into me, and I would grab you and press you in, my hand moving down to your hip and getting just a little bit firmer, just pressing the beautiful curve in your ass against me, up against my cock, which of course is starting to get hard for you, beautiful. And I won't lie, it's starting to get hard right now, thinking of your beautiful body pressed up against me, and my cock just getting harder and harder against your ass. Fucking, I wish I were pressing it into you right now, because, you know, my hands just, it's not the same. Just squeezing and grabbing it over my pants, thinking of you. So my hands would start to wander, you know, across your tummy, up to your chest, just cupping your beautiful breasts gently, maybe moving back, and you could feel my nails just running up your back. And I reach up with one hand, and of course, and it only takes me one hand. Come on, I'm not a fucking amateur. And especially from the back, the bra's easy. Come on. And I'd unsnap that. And that would allow my hands to just come right back around under your bra and just gently, gently start to tease your nipples. And just feeling them get hard under my fingers. It's just so, so fucking hot. And then you start to press your ass into me. And I think we know where it's going now. Any pretense of trying to watch TV together. I think that's gone out the window. And I think that's okay, because we have all afternoon and all night together. And isn't that nice to have all that time? So, your nipples getting hard under my fingers, and my lips just continue on your neck. Maybe with some gentle nibbles. And then I would start to work on your ears. Just feeling my breath. And my whispers maybe telling you how beautiful you were. Yeah. And then I love this right here. I get to smell your hair and I get to smell you and be close to you. Press into you and wrap both arms around you and give you a squeeze. Maybe kind of a firm squeeze, just so you remember just whose you are. And now you can feel my cock just noticeably throbbing against your ass. It's fully fucking hard like it is now, and it's just fucking aching for you. And by this time, with my lips in your ears, and then my hands all over you, teasing your nipples, just giving you goosebumps all over, I know you can feel the heat between your thighs right now, the heat of your wet cunt. And I'd move my hand down too, just over it, just cupping it, not touching it, because I want to feel your heat. And now we'd need to get undressed. We'd need to get undressed very, very quickly. And, you know, you can get undressed right now. I will get undressed for you. 1 second. Okay, now that we have that out of the way, I want you to stay just where you are, but I grab onto your leg and I just pull your thighs apart and I put my hard cock right up against your hot little cunt. God, and that feels so good. I just want to fucking just angle it up and press it inside you, because my God, you are so fucking wet. But I want to do a little something first. I want you to fucking come, because it makes me so goddamn fucking hot to feel you close to me, pressed up against me, your body shaking, your breath quickening, and you fucking coming for me. So I sink my teeth into your neck, the base of your neck, just a little bit. Not enough to leave a mark, of course. But I take my cock and just start pressing and thrusting gently. And what I want to do is just get my cock covered in your juices, so I could just slide it between those beautiful thighs of yours. And, you know, like I told you before, because my cock just curves up a little bit, the head of it can just rub right up against your aching, hard little fucking clit. And isn't it throbbing? Are you playing it with it right now, huh? Yeah. Oh, and it would be then. And wouldn't my cock feel so good just rubbing against your cunt, teasing your clit? And I tell you to reach down and grab it and press it up into you. Just make sure that tip just kept fucking rubbing. And I kept fucking in between those thighs. And it was so fucking wet and hot from your cunt. And I would keep kissing, and I'd be moaning, and I'd be telling you, oh, fucking, God, it feels so good. Oh, God, your gun feels so fucking. cock, sweetheart. No, no, I'm going to slide it in. I am, but I want you to come for me first. Press my cock into your little clit. Come on. Come on. And you know how I do. Those filthy whispers in your ears. It would feel so fucking good while you got there and I felt you shaking and breathing heavier. God, I love that. I love feeling you release. It makes me feel so good. And I want to get you there because I want to fuck you. And I want to angle that cock up and press inside you and fuck my cum into your little fucking cunt. And then doesn't that sound good? So are you almost there, sweetheart? Are you almost there? In this little scenario, you would be, huh? Oh, God, and feeling you fucking come. Your pussy just soaking my fucking cock. God, it would turn that throb and that ache into a fucking haze. And I would take my cock. Oh, and I would just angle it up, pressing it right against the entrance to your little cunt. And I would just press. Oh, and as the head of my cock just slid in, I'd grab your hip and just press you into me. And just angling it down, using my strong hands to angle your hips into that perfect, perfect, perfect angle. Your back just hollowed out against me to where I can just fuck into your hungry little cunt. Doesn't that feel good? Doesn't that angle feel just fucking spectacular? And it's right on your G-spot and your pussy's fucking swollen and wet and tight and gripping around me. Oh, fuck, God, I could... Oh, I wish... Oh, God, I wish I could feel your cunt gripping me right now. I'm so, so fucking hard. And I would just keep fucking into you, and your G-spot would be so swollen, and you'd be getting those deep, radiating waves of pleasure with each stroke into your needy little cunt. Fucking, I'd be breathing heavier, and I'd be telling you, fuck, sweetheart, your cunt. Fuck, your cunt feels so good. Oh, keep giving it to me. Fuck, cunt. Doesn't my cock feel good? Doesn't it, sweetheart? Doesn't it? No, come on, beautiful. Come on. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'll squeeze on my cock. I want you just to milk the fucking cum out of my fucking balls. I want to feel you. I want to fucking feel you. And that's what I do. I'd get there with every fucking stroke. Oh, your swollen little G-spot, your throbbing little pussy. You'd get me there, and I would fill your cunt full of my cum, and I would just keep stroking into you. Because I'd want you to keep me hard inside you. Because I want to fuck you again. And I want to put another load in you. And then I'm going to pull your fucking panties up. And then we're going to lie there. And I'm going to kiss your neck. And I'm going to kiss your ears. And I'm going to tell you how beautiful you are. And how much I love you wearing my cum inside you. And whether this has been for sleep or relaxation, it's been good talking dirty to you. Until next time, rest well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.